It's celebrity scam time. We're going to use the voice of Lois, the wife on Family Guy, to jack with a telemarketer.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Jay. I'm with Air Conditioning Service. It's that time of the year where we're going to be offering a special up for homeowners. What we're doing is we're doing a full cleaning and servicing of your AC unit. It's only $59, and we would love for you to take advantage of that deal right now.
Who are you?
My name's Jay. I'm with...
What?
Jay with AS.
Excuse
Services.
Me?
We do heat and air.
What's wrong?
Nothing, ma'am. No, we're just offering the service. It's just cleaning and cooling. It's $59. It's a 10-point service, and we look at every part of your cooling system and then
Shut
just
up.
Make sure that when
I'm so sorry. I haven't had sex in 2 weeks. I'm just a little on edge lately.
I
had a question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
What on earth are you wearing?
Man, it's not really appropriate right now.
I'm not wearing any panties.
It's a 10-point service. It's $59.
Oh, I need a spanking. I'm a bad, bad girl.
Ma'am, I'm not exactly sure where you're going with this.
I got a wax this morning, and let's just say you're cleared for landing.
We'd love to send one of our technicians out to be able to service anything you need, ma'am.
This is where my babies come from.
Ma'am, I'm...
Women are such teasers. That's why I went back to men.
We just love to have someone come out, and this is a phenomenal deal.
Well, how do I know if I want it if I can't taste it?
Ma'am, this is a service. It's $59. It's 10 points. We come out and take care of you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, we'd love to. Yeah, we would love to. Set...
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go tinkle.
There's the dumbass.
You Uh-oh. Dumbass.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Who's the dumbass of the week? We have four candidates to choose from. Starting with the guy who introduced Guns N' Roses. Only he said the wrong city. They were in Melbourne, Australia. He said,
Sydney!
Oops.
Yeah. Well, it was a 50-50 shot. Those are the two cities that Americans can name in Australia.
Wolfgang Puck, celebrity chef. He's one of the early celebrity chefs, way back before Emeril and Rachel Ray and all those people.
Sure.
Wolfgang Puck.
I thought he should have been a hockey player, but he decided to be... cook, I guess.
He was on the Shopping Channel demoing some pots and pans that he's selling, and he dropped an F-bomb.
I said, I have to f-ing try it out how it will work.
Try it out.
Maybe he said pucking.
Then poor Adele, who for the second year in a row screwed up her song on the Grammy Awards.
I know it's live TV, I'm sorry.
Oh, another F-bomb.
I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing, and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry, I can't mess this up for him.
Sorry. As she's apologizing, then she swears, and so she has to apologize in the same sentence for something
the swearing.
She said in the sentence.
If only her mic had gone out like James Hetfield, there'd been no issue.
Your leader so far, it's early, but Harrison Ford for landing on the wrong part of the airport.
Right.
He didn't even land on a runway. He landed on a taxiway, which is not where you're
connects
supposed to.
Connects the runways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know, we all do that. We taxi. And then, in doing so, went right over a commercial flight full of people that was ready to take off.
Yeah.
Now, Susie, in the upcoming Eagle update here, has audio from the tower talking to him. And he sounds
weird,
disoriented or something.
Yeah.
It's audio from when he was taking off. Of that same flight.
Oh, so it's not even the audio post mishap.
No.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to hear that here in about 15 minutes in the Eagle update.
It may affect the voting on Dumbass, but you can go to our webpage, HoustonsEagle.com. You can link to it through our Facebook pages.
You want to win Sting tickets? Call now, 713-343-1075. Producer Haas will quickly get the calls, and we'll be ready to try to give you these tickets. You're going to have to earn them, though.
That'll be next Thursday. Sting at the Smart Financial Center in Sugarland, which I'm told is a terrific facility.
Sting, would you be interested in him?
I saw Sting long ago. When it was solo from Police. He did, of course, a lot of Police music, but it was like, I think on that Fields of Gold CD he had released, on the heels of that. And you know, with Sting, he never does anything the exact way you've heard it done before.
Even the Police songs.
Even the Police songs. He's kind of jazzy. So, but yeah, I liked him. It was good, but that was many years ago.
Howard's on the line. Hello, Howard.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Great, thank you.
We have a deal we do, and this is diabolical, Howard. We take one of the classic songs and we flip it, we reverse it. You have to listen to that and tell us the name of the song.
All right.
Is that called backmasking?
It is. Well, no, the backmasking was when you hide a subliminal message.
Is it?
That can only be heard when you play it backwards.
Oh, okay.
Like the creepy, you know, like Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
There's satanic messages in there. Don't even fool with this, by the
way.
No,
I'm not going there.
Don't go to the dark side.
No, I'm back.
This is not that, though. This is just, we're going to reverse.
We're just reversing the whole song in a very adolescent way. And I'll tell you, it is a Sting song, okay?
Okay.
Howard, backwards Sting. Are you ready? I will play it through the phone.
Yes, sir.
Everyone else, listen on your radio.
And enjoy.
Are you ready, Howard?
Yes.
We're ready.
Three, two, one. Here it comes. This is hard because it really changes it.
Are you sure it's backwards? What do you got?
Roxanne.
Winner.
Yeah.
Winner. Howard, you've done it.
Thank you.
You are on your way to see Stingy coming up into town here, Sugarland.
It was technically a Police song featuring Sting, but we're going to accept that.
I'll tell you what, though, and I will
what
guarantee you that he will play that when he comes.
You think so?
100%. It's one of the songs he must perform.
Or you get your money back. Wait, well, you didn't have to pay.
I'm not saying that.
All right, hang on.
Thanks, Howard. We drink coming up in 30 minutes.
It's a scientific experiment done for demonstration purposes only.
It's for you, the listener.
Right. We sample in moderation and then vote and then post the recipe online. What is it today?
It is a Mardi Gras-inspired French 66, which is a French 76.
And after two of them, you can't say that name.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can once. You can say that name, but you can't say Admiral.
I know, right? Admirable.
Why 76?
Well, okay, a French 75 is a cocktail made with gin.
That sounds good.
And a French 76 is a variation of it made with vodka.
Hmm. What's a French 69?
Fun. I don't know.
Why do we do this?
But it's got vodka and champagne in it.
Okay.
Ah, interesting.
Simple syrup, some lemon, and some grenadine, which is different than the French 75.
The way they do it. All right, well, that sounds promising.
Well, what I had to do is I had the champagne and the lemons out on my counter, and of course I left without them. So I had to call Linda, our office manager / HR, and she stopped at the store at 7 a.m.
to get lemons.
And bought me champagne.
Wow. Oh, champagne.
And then I'm sending Haas down to the store to get the lemons. Yeah.
Do we have vodka?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to.
We do.
So at the very least, we have,
very
we
least.
Have
that.
If we just do a shot.
Make something happen.
You know, New Orleans and Mardi Gras, you can have the hurricane, right? But this is, you know, I've made that before.
So it's got a little king plastic thing you can choke on?
Yeah, we should do that. A baby.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the Susie drink of the week should be memorable. Let's go to the phones now, see what's going on. Take a call. Hello.
Oh, the hell's this?
It's Dean and Raj.
Tuna and the kids.
I guess.
Hey, these are troubling times, Dean and Raj.
Yeah.
Terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
Russian spy ships on our coast.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford flying around. Take the keys, Chewie. But you hear they're changing the weed law.
Yeah, we heard about that today. That's interesting.
Yeah, you get caught with 4 ounces or less, you don't go to jail. You just pay a $150 fine.
Yeah.
It's good news for y'all and, of course, Willie Nelson.
Whatever.
So that girl from Harry Potter is going to be in Playboy magazine.
Yes, one of the characters from the movie.
Well, that makes sense. Harry Peter is a completely different magazine. And did y'all hear that Burger King is buying Popeye's chicken?
Yes.
Yeah, you know when I buy Popeye's chicken?
No.
When I'm drunk. Later!
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. The Dallas Cowboys are expected to release Tony Romo. The oft-injured quarterback says he's fully healthy and can play another 2 to 3 years. Are you listening, Rick Smith and Bob McNair? Look, we all understand you wasted a pile of money on Brick Osweiler. But if you don't make a play for Romo, it shows that you're not serious about winning the Super Bowl. Yes, Romo is a health risk. You know who else is a health risk? J.J. Watt. And every other player who steps on the field and is one hit away from the DL. Look, if Romo gets hurt, you still have the Brick. A healthy Romo takes the Texans from a 9-7 team struggling to make the playoffs to a top 5 Super Bowl contender instantly. Hey, remember when you passed on Peyton Manning because of health concerns? How'd that pan out? Come on, Texans, swallow your pride. Admit the Osweiler mistake and go for it. That's today's Wild Pitch.
It's another tequila sunrise. All right, it's time for the drink of the week. Drinking again. Let's get the drink card in here, man.
Here it comes. It's got nothing but 2 bottles in it.
Sometimes less is more, Raj, as we know. Hey, and I notice I've been issued a straw.
Yes, you need a straw for this
one. All right.
Okay.
This isn't illegal, is it?
No.
All right.
This is a drink inspired by, for New Orleans, it is a French 66 or a French 76, but it's a little different, and so what you get is you get yourself a big, tall glass, and this is very important. We're using this delicious, cracked, kind of Sonic ice. This is very important for this drink.
Most people don't have access to that, though.
What?
They sell machines for your kitchen or to make this ice.
Really? You can actually buy bags of Sonic ice at Sonic. Did you know that?
Oh, wow. I highly saw that.
It's absurd.
Okay. Right. Then you get your vodka and you put in...
I love that noise.
Yeah,
put in a,
of course you do.
We're putting in a good healthy shot here.
We have 2 bottles because we're running low on the one, huh?
Yeah.
We need to start marking these bottles.
Again? We went through that once.
Yeah.
A former ex-employee was sneaking into our office.
I have to open up the other one, the Belvedere. I hate using Belvedere in mixed drinks because... Oh,
it twists. You're going to be pulling all day.
You don't like the cap. Is that why you hate it?
Yeah, Belvedere is too good to use in
mixed drinks. Yeah,
it's top shelf.
Martinis.
There's a shelf above the top.
Oh my God, Susie!
Wow, she overpoured. She severely overpoured.
Finished the bottle.
I need this one. Okay, then you get yourself some grenadine, and you're just doing a splash. And this is the good pomegranate. This is not the fake stuff that's really really red. This is the good natural stuff.
It's dark.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Oh, it comes out like syrup.
Yeah, it looks molasses-ish.
Yeah, it's almost like brown.
This is the real thing.
This
is it supposed
stuff.
To be that color?
Yes, no preservatives.
I don't know.
This is,
It turned? Is it turned?
No, it's not. This is good stuff. All natural, no
comes
fake.
Comes right out of the pomegranate tree.
Yeah. Then you get yourself some simple syrup. Again, just a touch.
I like simple.
The pomegranate syrup went right to the bottom.
It did. Yeah. It's heavy. Oops.
Sink.
Hence your spoon, your straw. You're going to need to stir this
we're
one
gonna
up.
We're going to be sucking nothing but pomegranate.
Okay.
If we put it.
Then you get a half a lemon. These are small lemons. Don't get a huge one. Get a half a lemon, squeeze it, and then just put the whole half of the lemon in there.
You're squeezing seeds in.
Ah.
We want seeds in it?
That's going to clog the straw. You know, did you ever notice the seed will instantly find the straw?
It will.
Right. And you'll grow a lemon in your stomach. It gets in there.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Okay, I'm gonna put a little more ice on top because some of my
can't
ice
can't get
here.
Enough.
We're ad-libbing, I feel.
Okay.
Are you making this up?
Yeah, there's a bottle of champagne in the freezer. Go get it quick.
Oh,
run.
Come on. That should have been in here.
I want to thank Linda Lynn for getting me the bottle of champagne because I walked away from my house this morning and left it.
Why can't we get the champagne in here? You didn't even bring the champagne.
The champagne. It was chilling in the freezer because it wasn't as cold as it should have been. What you need is you need ice-cold champagne on top, and you're going to top it off to the top of the glass. And you're using the big, tall rocks tall glasses, not the little rocks glasses.
All right. Now,
all right, this is, we're going to run out of music. I just know it.
When this music stops, it's over, okay? So hurry up.
I got to tell you, this is one of the best drinks for the pool. This is like one of the most refreshing drinks.
Poolside.
Just sit in the pool and drink.
Right.
That's what I like.
In the shallow end.
Yeah.
But is there any drink that's not good for your pool, Susie?
I think a white Russian would not be good in the pool.
Okay.
Oh. Ah, okay, and you top it.
Top it with some champagne.
There it goes.
Wow. These are big drinks, too.
Yes, they are.
Good Lord.
Well, I can't drink all this.
It's like a thermos. It's like a Yeti-filled drink.
All right, that's enough, right?
That's good. Okay. Get your straw. Jeez, careful.
I'm going to stir mine because all the pomegranate is just laying on the bottom.
That's the point. There you go. It's pretty.
I can't get it to come up very much.
That's what she said.
Hello.
All right, let's try the French thing that I can't pronounce.
French 76 or French 66. Les ailes le bon temps roulé.
Ew. Huh. Mine is very
certainly
sour.
Certainly got a refreshing taste to it. I'm going to try to get this to meld a little better.
Yeah, I got to work it.
It's very tart.
I don't know, but I think if you had two of these, you would not be able to pronounce admiral.
Admirable.
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 Admirable Robert Harward.
All right, let me see. I don't know.
Not a fan of this.
Yeah, it's going to be a pass for me.
It didn't mix. It's very sour.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not.
Is it for all that lemon you put in it?
Yeah, maybe not. I'm not digging it either.
I think, I'm going to have to spit on this guy.
Yeah, it took forever to make, and then it was horrible.
I don't mind that. I'll patiently wait for something.
Yeah, that's more like it.
But she's
I'm just
drinking
the champagne
out of the bottle. Well, right,
that's
on. Now it's time to move on.
All right, this was not good. We will post.
No.
How do you say horrible in French?
Terrible.